Ms. Robinson, good morning. Mr. Assange faces sexual assault charges in Sweden. What does he have to say about those charges?
He vehemently denies the allegations, and as we have asserted all along, the facts that exist and that we know of do not meet that charge. Now, obviously, the charge was actually initially rape, and the Court of Appeal agreed with us and knocked that out on the grounds that the facts did not meet the charge. So he vehemently denies the allegations and would like to clear his name, which is precisely why he has offered on numerous occasions to provide voluntary cooperation with the Swedish prosecuting authorities.
But why hasn't that cooperation followed through then?
Well, you need to ask the Swedish prosecutor that question. Mr. Assange remained in Sweden for more than 40 days after the allegations first surfaced. He offered himself on numerous occasions for police interview and that was not taken up. He then sought the specific permission of the prosecutor to leave Sweden on the grounds he had obviously work to attend, and she gave that specific permission. Subsequently, since leaving Sweden, we have offered on numerous occasions to offer evidence via telephone, via video link, and that has been refused. What we also need to remember, too, is that we still have not been provided any information about the allegations or the evidence in English, in a language that Mr. Assange understands, which is Sweden's obligation under the European Convention on Human Rights. So we're in the highly unsatisfactory position right now where what we know of the allegations is pretty much what we've read in the press.
But what about the Scotland Yard arrest warrant? That has been issued and is in the hands of British authorities, we understand. If arrested in the UK, will he be extradited to Sweden to face charges?
First of all, yes, the arrest warrant has been communicated today, and I can confirm that we were contacted by the police this afternoon and are in the process of negotiating for a meeting with Mr. Assange to deal with this matter. Sweden is obviously seeking extradition, but again, we say it's completely disproportionate because we are offering the testimony that they seek. The Swedish prosecutor was on national television just last night, saying that all she wants to hear is his side of the story. We find that incredible, considering we have offered his side of the story on numerous occasions and she has rejected those offers.
All right, well, that meeting that you're talking about, is that a face-to-face meeting between Mr. Assange and authorities?
It will be, but I'm unable to confirm any further details at this time.
Well, why shouldn't he go to Sweden to answer the charges?
Well, he's offered on a number of occasions to offer her the answers to her questions. She said publicly on television last night that all she wants is his side of the story. Now, we've offered that on numerous occasions. There is no need for him to return to Sweden to do that.
So he'll answer the questions, but he'd rather not go to Sweden to do it.
Well, first we need the evidence. I mean, he needs to be told what the allegations are against him.
Is that not
the evidence against him?
Is that not in the arrest warrant?
We haven't even seen a copy of the arrest warrant. What we know is that an arrest warrant was issued about 2 weeks ago, communicated to the UK authorities, and it was sent back on the grounds that there was an administrative error. I am still trying to seek confirmation of what that was. I have been writing to Europol, to Interpol, to the British authorities, seeking copies of these various arrest warrants that have been communicated, and none have been provided. We have not the arrest warrant, we have not the evidence, we have not an allegation.
Is that highly unusual?
It is highly irregular. In fact, it's bizarre.
Have Mr. Assange's accounts been frozen in the meantime?
This is another one of our complaints. Just today, his Swiss bank account, which was in fact the bank account to which we were fundraising for his legal defence fund, was frozen. So he's in the incredibly undesirable position of being in a foreign country without access to funds, looking to post bail, and he's just had his legal defence fund frozen on discriminatory grounds, which places into question his ability to raise a defence against these charges here in the UK. So all stops are being pulled.
Has he sought Australian consular assistance?
He has sought Australian consular assistance in Sweden some time ago, and nothing was forthcoming. So we are obviously very keen to be in touch with the Australian authorities and seek their assistance.
So will you try again?
Absolutely, and I will be communicating that this evening.
Do you expect to get help from the Australian government?
I do. The Attorney General has, in a fairly big turnaround, come out and said that consular assistance will be available, and of course we will be availing ourselves of that assistance.
A raft of high-powered people in different countries are lining up to criticise and condemn Julian Assange. Will he get a fair trial, a fair hearing?
I think he will get a fair hearing here in Britain, but I think his prospects, if he were ever to be returned to the US, which is a real threat of a fair trial, is, in my view, nigh on impossible.
As his lawyer, have you come under any pressure?
We have. Just in the last week, both myself and Mark Stevens, his two lawyers here in London, have been under surveillance, and I have instructions from his Swedish counsel that he has suffered the same experience.
What sort of surveillance?
Being followed, having people sitting outside our homes, certain interferences with telephone calls, a number of issues.
Do you have any idea who's behind that?
It would only be speculation.
Where is Mr. Assange now?
I cannot confirm his whereabouts, though we are in contact with him, and as I said earlier, we are in the process of negotiating with police to arrange for a meeting.
Is it right to assume that he's somewhere in the UK?
As I said, I can't confirm his whereabouts.
If it wasn't Mr. Assange but a large newspaper organisation publishing the leaks, do you think governments would be pursuing the case with such force?
Well, what we have to remember is that news organisations are publishing the leaks in the same way that WikiLeaks are. So there are real questions about the way in which he is being isolated and persecuted.
A report in an Australian newspaper this morning says Mr. Assange's family in Australia has received threats. Can you confirm that?
I can confirm that there have been threats in the US on various blog sites calling on people to harm his son. This is obviously part of a broader risk of threat to Mr. Assange himself. We take these threats of assassination incredibly seriously, and they are obviously illegal, and those individuals who are inciting violence ought to be considered for prosecution. As we've seen in Canada, the former advisor to the Prime Minister, a university professor, had very publicly called for his assassination. He is now under police investigation, and rightly so, in my view.
If Mr. Assange was arrested and faced court, would that stop WikiLeaks publishing more leaked documents?
Absolutely not. I think we're up to today, cable 261 of 250,000. The media organisations that are working with WikiLeaks to publish this material have been working on this for some time, and we suspect that the cables will continue to be published in an orderly fashion in accordance with the schedule agreed for the coming months and perhaps longer. So there is a wealth of material that's out there, and that will not stop with Mr. Assange's arrest.
Just harking back to that meeting, Jennifer Robinson, the meeting that you're hoping to set up between Mr. Assange and authorities, just explain what you hope to, who will be the players in that meeting, and what do you hope to get out of it?
I'm not in a position to confirm anything about that meeting just yet, but suffice to say that we are negotiating with the police to arrange a meeting to deal with this arrest warrant and the allegations against him.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on AM.
You're welcome. My pleasure.